Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Seidens.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Top local story is the storm across Southern California. Sig alerts and spin-outs on the roadways. You got some rocks coming down on Malibu Canyon. Concerns about mudslides in the hills. And in all of this, a water main break. We do have in-depth team coverage starting live with meteorologist Ray Stajek at the Weather Channel, Ray.
And over the next few hours, Vicki, the news really isn't good. And over the last 3 hours since our last official report on rain totals, the USC campus now reporting almost half an inch of rainfall. And that's with that heavier rain we talked about 30 minutes ago, coming right on through downtown Los Angeles out toward El Monte and heading into the hills. And as it does, you get a little upslope flow there too. So an enhancement of the moisture against not only the San Gabriels, but the mountains off to the west and down toward the south. So we'll see some heavier rain in some spots in the mountains, maybe 1 to 2 inches here. And most of us may actually see an inch or two of rainfall even down into the valleys in the coastal areas as rain is coming down moderate to hard from San Fernando down toward Northridge. There's more offshore. I think over the next couple of hours, we'll see more scattered to isolated showers, especially late morning into the afternoon. But still, with the front coming in, a chance of thunderstorms, and that could produce some locally heavy rainfall right through the afternoon. Chris?
All right, Ray. People living in the burn areas across Southern California hunkered down right now, just hoping that the fire-scarred hillsides don't give way with the rain coming down. We've also got that major water main break in Mission Hills. We continue our in-depth team coverage. A live report from KNX 1070's John Baird.
A flash flood watch is in effect for many communities until 6 o'clock tonight, so we're just getting started. The worry, of course, is that because of the damage from the flames, the vegetation just isn't there to hold the mud back, leaving a number of areas vulnerable to mud and debris flows in this storm. Mark Estrella is the director of public works for L.A. County. He says the area at risk include
the Saddle Ridge Fire Area, which is in the city of L.A., the Tick Fire, the Santa Clarita area, the Getty Fire Area, which is also City of L.A. area.
And some of the areas where the flames rolled through many years ago are still at risk to some degree.
We're going to need anywhere from 5 to 7 years of regrowth before we start feeling comfortable taking them out of the, if you will, watch list of areas that we're concerned about.
And if the rain isn't bad enough here at Devonshire and Woodman, there's a water main break. It has reportedly caused some minor flooding to homes and cars. There are crews here checking out the scene. Reporting live in Mission Hills, John Baird, KNX 1070.
In this storm, there are still tens of thousands of homeless in Southern California, and some of them have moved to the winter shelters, which have opened, some of them around the clock. But there are many others still out there on the streets and elsewhere. And in this storm, there's going to be a homeless sweep today in Fullerton, where they're cleaning out a large encampment. That's going to start in just about an hour.
They can enforce the city's anti-camping ordinance because they're offering the 24 or so homeless people a place to stay.
I think for the most part they're happy. Almost every time a place gets cleared, most of the people take the deal.
Father Dennis Criss tells KNX he allowed people to camp around his church, St. Philip Benizi, for about 2 years, but more homeless people kept showing up and it just got out of control. The Illumination Foundation is providing the housing. Emily Valdez, KNX 1070 News Radio.
LA City Council is not happy with progress made by the agencies responsible for homeless outreach and cleanup of the encampments.
Newly elected Council President Nuri Martinez says there are apparent conflicts between the L.A. Homeless Services Authority and the duties of the so-called care teams to remove trash at homeless encampments, especially in her district in the San Fernando Valley.
I now have my staff going to every single care cleanup in my district to take before and after pictures, and the before and after pictures are not very different. We're not cleaning, is what I'm trying to say.
Bureau of Sanitation Director Jose Garcia admitted the first months of the program have been difficult, but as the homeless get into the rhythm of when to expect cleanups, things will improve and trash should start disappearing.
They'll have less comprehensive cleanups because they will be maintained throughout the week and month as it progresses.
The council members, though, want an action plan ready for review next month detailing improvements in trash collections and how funding for the care teams is being spent. Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070.
The KNX
KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.